Morphin Legacy presents The Grid.
Howdy, Ranger Nation. This is Shatter A22, Vice President of Morphin Legacy .com. Welcome to a very special commentary dedicated to our March Madness winner, Drakina!
Woo! Pew, 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 pew!
Joining me in this special commentary is Austin.
Hi.
And Amba.
Hey, howdy, fellers.
So to celebrate our March Madness queen, we will be doing a commentary for episode 21 of Power Rangers Lost Galaxy, Heir to the Throne, written by Judd Lynn and directed by Jonathan Zakor. In this episode, Drakina meets the spirited warrior Villamax and his friend Kegler on the planet Onyx. Sensing potential in her, Villamax agrees to train Drakina and sharpen her skills as a warrior. For those unaware what a commentary is, me, Austin, and Amber will watch the episode together and we'll talk over it while you guys, gals, or non-binary pals at home can watch along on your DVDs or whatever way you decide to watch these episodes. I won't judge, especially now.
There's not much to choose from. Do your DVDs.
Or be a Captain Mutiny. Arg. So to sync up and join along as you watch this episode, begin when the countdown tells you to go, go.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
So here's what you missed on Lost Galaxy! Devyog gave Scorpius these creepy zords and like totally kidnapped Kai and Damon to power his remote. Then Maya wondered why the fuck the galaxies were doing nothing. But then Kendrick with the galaxy book and found out they were also Galactibees, so they totally BFFs now. And here's what you missed on Lost Galaxy!
That was everything.
They're on their side, but then they get that glow down. Those helmets look cooler when they were evil.
I mean, doesn't everything look better when it's evil? The Terror Charge Megazord? Come on now.
Is it just me? I might be tired. But is Deviant, like, hot?
I mean...
The Robofucker. Come on, Amber. What do you think?
Like, I definitely have a couple of shots, but, like, I mean, Villamax is way more attractive. I'm sorry. I like an open chest piece.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, I do love his, like, Mary Queen of Scots little thing on his neck.
Yes! And the wire dreads in the back kind of ruin it.
Yeah, sure.
Boy, you feel kind of not black-coated, so you probably shouldn't be having them dreads.
They're not really styled as dreads. It's kind of just, like, wiring to me.
Yeah, it just kind of feels like it, because they're so thick and thin and stuff like that.
And it's, like, attached to the back of his head, so...
Onyx! Love this planet. Favorite planet.
What's so great about Onyx?
All the villain monsters. Villains and monsters.
We love a Shania Twain moment.
I mean, she's like walking around in the desert and her makeup is still on point. Come on now.
Look at that cloak too.
She needs to drop the routine though. I need to know what setting spray fucking helped with that. Like, you're sweating out the sun and you're not a potato? Please, sis, tell me.
Could you imagine, okay, like, Kurte, like, YouTube, makeup tutorials are so big. If we, like, a new season had a female villain and she did, like, a makeup tutorial in character for the YouTube channel, could you believe? That would be so good.
Like, they could have done that with Liana and I would have loved it.
That would have been...
Far, far away.
I mean, Nika's gonna do one, but I don't know what she's gonna do. Here's how I put my green slime on my face.
Hey, kitty girl. Here's how I do this. I'm living.
Power Rangers go. Power Rangers go. Power Rangers go.
Wow, those copyright strikes are coming for us, guys.
We're on Podbean. We got nothing to worry about.
For Rangers of the Lost Galaxy. Turn on the power, power, Rangers, Lost Galaxy.
Go!
Go!
Rangers, Lost Galaxy.
Spoiling the Battleizer like 20 episodes before they get it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they don't get into like episode 32. This is episode 21.
Like, I'll fight somebody.
Tag yourself, I'm Kegler.
Just squatting around.
He's kind of baby.
I love that she goes to the Wild West.
I mean, that's what Onyx is. It's just a Wild West town with old monster suits.
It's literally all flat. Ugh. Ew. You know, I'll agree with you, Amber. He is hot. Look at that chest. He's ripped.
See?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I think that's disgusting.
My mom got me that.
Dude, like when she closes her eyes, you see that color switch on her? Damn, I didn't realize like the colors on
what
her eyes.
What is that dude's nose? It looks like he's supposed to be like Mermaid Man, but it's like pale.
Good question.
It's like a starfish on his nose.
I think they just wanted to make him alien, so they gave him a weird nose.
Ow!
Look at those boots, honey. Oh my gosh.
House down boots.
House down boots. Yes, God.
Serve. I love that. Break it. There you
go. Eh.
Wow. Girl, even fucking, like, the baby Maggie in, like, the Simpsons movie could shatter her fucking bottle.
Well, I mean, she gets that development later, you'll see.
Girl, I've seen this episode, Mary.
Oh, so good. I fucking love this episode. This is one of my favorites. So I'm glad Trakina won.
He's like, okay, you guys have cleaned her a little bit. Just fucking leave her alone. Look at Daddy. See, this
is just going to be like 25 minutes of me and Amber thirsting over Villamax.
I mean, look at him. I mean, I was thirsting after him in Gingaman because I didn't get this far when I first watched Lost Galaxy.
I mean, he's got a hot voice, so.
Oh, it helps too. Mm-mm.
Like, in Gingaman, he was a huge, like, douche piece of shit. And this one, I'm like, ooh, hey.
So, like, what is he about? Is he a robot, or what is he?
I don't know.
He's an alien. Yeah, he's, like, he's not a robot. He's just some kind of monster.
Oh, okay.
Alien species.
He's just a Ecliptor 2.0, let's be real.
There's not really that many robots in this that are, like, the generals and stuff like that.
I mean, Deviant.
Yeah, but, like, that's basically it, though.
The villain team in this season is pretty much in space 2.0 because you got Trakina, the princess, the loyal second in command, the treacherous villain, and the bumbling comic relief character.
Well, I mean, girl, this is literally in space 2.0, period.
True.
I love that Kepler's like head is right around the crotch area, so anytime they go to a face shot, you just get someone's crotch in your face.
This is why I'm Kegler. I got it down to the T.
All about the grundling.
Why does his back look like a barrel or something?
He's a keg.
In Gingaman, they were all like underwater pirates on a ship kind of stuff.
He's a keg. Kegler. Get it?
God.
Like, the Japanese name is not anything to do with keg. It's like Bukratis, which is basically about being a bookkeeper, which is what he was. He was like the Mr. Smee where he kept all the books and junk like that.
It's crazy how focused on the villains this episode is. Like, you don't get episodes like this anymore. That's Mm-mm. for sure.
There's like no Ranger stuff in this at all.
Like, it's like towards the end, but...
Broken Nail, this is bullshit!
Bullshit!
Look at that dump truck!
How much do I have to pay a queen on Drag Race to wear Trakina's fit? Like, honestly. All
right? Like, Ben came so close, though.
Yeah. Almost. She was almost Trakina.
Like, that makeup was so fucking close. I was like, bitch, were you inspired? Did you watch Power Rangers growing up?
I won't be surprised.
Maybe Power Rangers is for the gays. You hear that? Any heterosexual person listening to this podcast? This show is made for us and us only.
Okay, that shit right there is tough because she is wearing hella boots.
Uh-huh.
Yay, he was on a motorcycle. I love it when
literally
he's on a motorcycle.
Literally the only
honestly,
time.
Honestly, he could run me over. And I'd be like, thank you, King. Why is Kegler there, sis? You're not doing anything.
He's there for moral support.
He got knocked over.
And to do that.
Falls out of wait. Oh, we forgot the show was about Power Rangers. Let's go about 8 minutes in. Oh, nope, still villains. Never mind, psych.
Oh, no, they show up.
Yeah, but like, okay, finally. Almost 8 minutes and 45 seconds into the episode, finally, we see Power Rangers.
I mean, if this episode was just 20 minutes of Drakina, I wouldn't have
probably wouldn't be
it.
Mad.
I mean, it pretty much is. It
mostly is, yeah. Where'd they go?
Next episode is, too.
It's what she deserves.
Honestly and truly. Where's my Drakina Lightning Collection figure? Come on, guys.
Oh, come on, Paul.
I know we just got Astronema, but, like, I'm thirsty. Like, I need more I need more villains.
What episode number is this?
Episode 21.
21. What's Power Pink?
Like 31 or 32?
Who designed... What's the scorpion bitch's name?
Scorpius.
Scorpius. Who designed him and who was like, you know what? I'm going to make his mouth a vagina with teeth. Who said that?
Oof, I don't know.
You know what it looks like? It looks like one of the aliens from Starship Troopers, which would make sense because they stole the Terra Venture suits from Starship Troopers. So
yeah,
oh,
the GSA suits.
Their queen had like looked kind of like a vagina with teeth.
Like, girl, I thought I was watching Power Rangers, not fucking that horror movie teeth.
The reason why Trakina became the villain, because they were fucking tired of puppeteering that Scorpius suit, so thanks to that, we have Trakina as the main villain for the rest of the season.
But honestly, like, what could Scorpius even do? Because the one time we saw him, quote-unquote, like, fighting someone, he was just, like, sitting on, like, a crate.
We're about to see that. This is that episode.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm like, girl, you're just sitting there. What can you do?
I mean, he doesn't have any legs. He's not really
girl,
mobile.
I trust her because she can run in heels.
In Gina's boots.
Boots.
Like, nobody realizes the shit that Amy Miller did. Like, goddamn.
I mean, a lot of it is her stunt double.
Yeah, but like, there's stuff where you see clearly her face. Because this isn't, like, dangerous stuff. This is stuff she could do.
Her getting in that costume in general was a freaking get, I'm sure.
I mean, it looks like mostly a bodysuit with pieces of armor. I feel like that might be an okay part to wear. It's just, like, you know, being, like, comfortable with, like, your body being, like, skin tight like that all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, she looks sickening.
She does. The house mm-hmm. boots. Once a queen, always a queen.
Hello, little babies. It's a trap! What I want to know is, like, what is up with their security system on Terra Venture? All these monsters can always get on their ship so easily. Like, Mary.
He's on a crate!
Oh, there he is.
It's because they've got, like, five hands underneath him.
Probably moving all his fucking tentacles in his mouth.
Like, that design is just so weird. Like, it's such a weird choice for a main villain.
I mean, that's why he's fucking destroyed in episode 21.
Look at Jabba the Hutt. He's just a big, fat, sluggy dude. So, I mean, but also was, like, the most feared, like, crime lord in the entire, like, you know, galaxy. So, I mean, honestly.
He was disgusting.
Exactly. He's got it covered in KY and just let slither around.
What did he even do? Hit him with a tentacle?
Yeah.
Whip. Look at that.
Oh,
I'm
no.
Like,
oh,
I think
my
I
gosh.
I
hit
it like this one time. I know where this is going. Sorry, ooh, Kai. You're
a
twink.
Tentacle is real scary.
Like, you're the twink of this group, so sorry.
He's gonna eat you.
You're the first one.
Is he?
Gonna get some vor in there, too?
I would argue that Kai is the twink of this team.
Of the team, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Okay. I guess like, Leo's more of a twunk.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's a himbo.
No, I don't think Leo's a himbo because I don't feel like he respects when no. I feel like he doesn't really respect women that much. With the 90s sensibilities, like the himbo, like that's like one of the number one things is respect women juice, and some of these guys don't respect women at all. And that's on period, sis.
Shishtar.
Owie.
Yep. That's how they defeat Scorpius.
Wow. That was it.
That easy.
Wow.
That was like one hit.
Mm-hmm.
It's a one pump chump.
Like, girl. Okay. Yeah, you can tell they were fucking over Scorpius.
Yeah, they were like, they're fucking done. Fucking done.
They realized, like, the test audiences were like, shit. They actually didn't like him. Fuck. Let's replace it.
We got this fierce bug lady. Let's make her the main villain.
I mean, she's hot. Those baby kids are watching with their dads.
I mean, it's good. It's good character development. So.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking love Trakina.
I won't let Vilmax take me out with a sword. Mm.
It's like, yay, you can whoop my ass. You were ready.
Oh. No. Okay.
Mm.
Ooh.
Yo, I mean,
do we ship?
Look at these fucking moves. I could ship.
I mean, it ends badly, but yeah. It ends real bad, though.
Doesn't she kill him?
Yes.
I think I've seen guys like that at cons before, and they weren't cosplaying.
Hey, fellas.
Tag yourself. I'm the bitch behind the bar.
How about you give me that shitty green stuff that I spit out earlier?
What was that monster in the background from Mighty Morphin? Armadillo or some shit?
Skakadillo.
Okay, yeah.
Like, look at me right there.
Oh, the whatchamacallit.
The bartender.
Oh! Oh, she broke her glass in her hand. She mean business.
Shot, you're gonna scare Bane and the pig nose guy?
Got her stunt double the fucking sleigh, bitch.
Yeah, that doesn't even look like her. Like, are you kidding?
I was like, you're telling me you can't have her work with those fucking, like, the breakable chairs and stuff like that? I love that when she went in there, she didn't have nails, and now she does have nails.
I mean, I guess she grows up fast. Hello.
Austin, when they're like 70 years old.
Still baby.
Still a baby. Shrank a little.
Oh my god.
I have to go back and get my inheritance.
Period.
The bastard dies.
Austin, you need to get your hands off my man. Do you see that? Get your hands off.
No.
Get them off. No touchy.
My head is already at his crotch level, mama. Mwah, mwah.
Mwah, mwah. That's my baby daddy.
My energy fades.
Oh, no. They ain't so.
That was a setup by Deviant, right? To get Scorpius killed.
Yeah,
that was his plan. He wanted that cocoon, honey.
I love it. I love Deviant. He's great.
Oh, he's such a great villain.
I'm going to say something controversial but brave. I like Deviant more than Dark Honda.
I mean, he has more going for him.
I just like Villamax. Sorry, guys.
Well, yeah, I love Villamax. But Deviant just feels more shady to me.
That's a screenshot. You've got just looking out of the cocoon.
That was a nice slide, though.
It was that close.
See, she would slay a lip sync. With a slide, girl.
I need a tissue. The vapors.
You're sad that this thing with tentacles and a vagina mouth is dying.
Yes! It's emotional.
Did you see that look? That was a sus look. She saw, looked up at him, and that was the moment of sus. She's like, you mad sus, Diviat. And his tentacle goes limp.
Any sad feelings I have from this scene is just from Cherkina's reactions. I don't give a shit that Scorpius died.
Well, that's what I mean.
That's just Amy Miller's, like, acting ability right there. Like, she's telling that she's sad that this, like, inflated, bloated latex, like, tentacled bug is dead.
Wait, why did that tentacle not go?
Give it time.
You'll see. Give time. Because she's got a fierce new staff.
Yes, honey. Girl, that's a Dollar Tree bug.
Oh, hell yeah, that's that
Scorpius.
Is.
Scorpius.
That was a tarantula.
It was Scorpius.
It was a tarantula from the dollar store, Mama.
Yes!
Kill them, girl. Get their asses.
Kill their asses. These do-gooders on their bullshit picnic.
Still got Deviant to deal with. Shit.
That twink just has grass in his mouth.
Yeah, he's just chewing on a piece of straw.
He would put anything in that mouth. Mm-hmm, I see you.
Damn right, it's daughter.
She got all that from the vibe and the wind. Okay.
Yeah, cool. I mean, Maya just reads vibes. Just the vibes, man. Are the vibes immaculate? Apparently fucking not.
Next time on Power Rangers Lost Galaxy, Trina fucking slays the house down boots.
Look at those arms. Holy shit. Oh, that's
kinky.
That is so kinky, and I'm into it.
Fucking end him!
That was very like that episode in Turbo where Miss Thing was trying to do that to Tommy.
Mm-hmm. Passing the torch.
Yes. Yeah, that. That was good. I love that episode.
I don't think I'd seen that episode, or at least all of it. I think I've seen clips of it.
It's honestly one of my favorite episodes of Lost Galaxy, so I'm glad that Trakina won so we could do it.
Girl, I think that's probably one of your favorite episodes, period.
Yeah.
It's very villain-focused, which we really don't get that much. Like, this was like 80% Trakina-focused, and I loved it.
And I ate up every second.
Also, we got Onyx, which is also great to see. I mean, we're getting it in Mighty Morphin number 5, so I'm excited for that. Too.
And my baby daddy, Villamax.
Oh yeah, he can get it.
Y'all were fucking monster hungry this episode, shit.
The heart wants what the heart wants.
Exactly.
And the heart wants a monster.
You can't tell my libido what the fuck it wants. It just wants it.
So what did you think of this episode? Let us know by tweeting us at the Griffy Art. Tune in next time where we'll be releasing a secret grid commentary on April Fool's Day. Join us next week for a brand new episode of the grid, but until then, everybody say bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. This has been a Morphin Legacy production, bitches.